All right, sitting with me is Jennifer G. Brothers, and that is important. That is a name that has to appear on the write-in ballot, correct? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And you are running for city council as a write-in candidate.
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon.
Thanks.
How are you?
I'm great.
Good. We have a few questions here, and we're asking the same questions of everybody, so there's no right or wrong answer, just your answers to what we have here, okay?
Okay.
All right. First of all, tell us about Jennifer G. Brothers.
Well, I'm from Buffalo, Wyoming. Was born and raised here. I've raised all my kids here. I've had quite a few different jobs in town. Most recent, the prescription shop. That's where I manage.
Okay.
Okay.
Why did you decide to throw your hat in the ring?
I saw the front page that said that nobody'd run, and I was just shocked. I was shocked that nobody had put in. My dad instantly in my ear, you need to get, you know, you better sign up. And so I thought about it, and I thought, I don't know, you know, if that's what I would want to do. And I just kept thinking about it. I looked up some stuff, and I decided, sure, I'd be that voice for the community.
Okay. And tell us who your dad is. Who is the bug in your ear?
The bug in my ear is Russ Humphrey, who served on city council for quite a few years.
Okay. And he was the one that kind of gave you the urge.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. How do you feel prepared and or qualified for the office? And then I've got a follow-up after.
Okay. I don't know how qualified I am. I'm just a regular citizen thinking that I can get in there, find out the important things that people want. I think I'm very approachable as a person, that a lot of people could come and contact me. I guess I know a lot of people in town, old, young, you know, a variety of people, just from my jobs I've had, I just think I'd be real approachable with any questions or concerns people had. Because I know I've had, you know, when my dad was running, you know, was in city council, I'd tell him all kinds of things that I thought should be done. But, you know, if you don't have anybody that you can really reach out to, I think a lot of people just don't.
Fair enough. Okay, the follow-up.
Yeah.
What do you feel that you may need to gain as far as skills or training or whatever to help you if you are voted into city council?
I'm just maybe taken through the ropes of how things are handled in the city council. I haven't attended a meeting or seen how they do things. From my dad's perspective, I always know he had lots of boards he was on and different things. And I guess just somebody to walk me through what the procedures are. And then I think I could go from there.
Okay. City council members are responsible for the smooth and sensible running of the city. And that's a big responsibility, and they need to keep people safe and make sure that the city runs effectively in the short, medium, and long term. What do you think are the most important qualities a council member should have to help best run that office?
I think a variety of people's opinions.
Okay.
Not just one group of people deciding everything for Buffalo. I think we need more input from others.
Like who?
Just people that I don't think stand up and say anything.
Just citizens
yes,
of Buffalo.
Yes, citizens
needing
of Buffalo.
To get involved. Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
I would say that Buffalo citizens are not that involved in this running of the city. I know I'm not being in the, you know, the middle of it. I think as far as the safety goes of Buffalo, I think we're a pretty safe town. I don't know.
Okay. Fair enough. What do you think are the skills and expertise required as a city council person? I don't know what you're preferred.
I think that you'd have to acquire the skills that are needed for the city council. I don't think you'll ever go in knowing everything to do. I think it'll be a total learning experience. I can't say I know what I'm going to be doing when I go in there.
Have you, well, I guess because your dad was on the city council for a while, you have an idea of what goes on, what needs to happen and whatnot. But yeah, you're right. There's not, you don't really have experience, so to speak.
No.
But you understand, I guess, is what you're saying, that you understand how that needs to function.
Yeah. And I'm willing to research or do whatever I need to do to figure out what the best idea is. Okay. Not just go with the flow.
Okay. Okay, that brings up a point. So, if you are on city council, do you feel it's important to voice your opinion, even if it goes against what maybe some other city council members might be for or against?
Yeah, especially if people were really pushing for something, and I had a large group of people that were pushing against, I would definitely be the voice for that.
So you wouldn't have an issue voting against something or for something?
No matter how I felt, I would do it. The individual vote would be mine. I would not go with or go against just because others are.
Okay, fair enough. Do you feel that you have the skills and the ability to do that?
Yes, I do.
And maybe the backbone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Without saying it, I mean.
Oh, but yeah, I do. I don't feel like I'd be pressured into making decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. You've not held public office before, but some people would say that that might be significant because of the lack of experience. What do you think will be the biggest challenges for you, and how do you feel you can meet those?
I think maybe being the only woman in the race, which I don't know if others will show up, but for right now. And there hasn't been a woman, I don't think, since Kate Holt. And so I think that'll be a big deal, you know.
Is that important? Do you feel that's important to have a woman on the city council?
I think it's been a long time that they've had a woman's perspective. And that might change some of the things. Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. How do you feel that you are... Do you feel that you're ready to meet those challenges?
Yes. I'm willing to learn and do whatever I need to do the job. I definitely don't know how to do the job. I would have to be taught and, you know, research and do all that kind of stuff. But I'm ready. I think I'm capable of doing the job.
Okay, fair enough. Imagine, and maybe you can draw on your dad's experience on this, but imagine a typical day for a city council member. Okay, think about that for a minute. How do you envision a typical day for Jennifer G. Brothers if you are elected to the city council? Tell me about your normal day, typical day.
My typical day is getting up, going to work, and going home, spending time with my kids and my grandkids. I think it would add in meetings and, you know, things I would have to do for the city council, but I have plenty of time for any of that.
Okay. What kind of things do you feel that you would need to do as a city councilman to, how do I want to phrase that? And in a typical day, what do you feel... you would be doing? Well, tell me some of the specifics you think you would be doing.
I think I'd be put on different boards because I know my dad was assigned to different boards that he would go to meetings for, and also just be available to the public if they have a need or a complaint or any of that. Definitely. I know he did a lot of phone calls and a lot of, you know, talking, but...
And having a business, I imagine, made that easier.
Oh, yes.
Or easy for him.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah.
But you're out in the public as well, so you think that if you were
I
a city
do.
Councilman...
I see a lot of Buffalo every day.
Okay, good. Growth. That's a major issue with, I'm not going to say everyone, but a lot of people, whether it's pro or anti-growth. People are talking about it in Buffalo for good reason. How do you see that? Do you see that as a challenge, number one? And then tell me how you can maintain good infrastructure and continue to have a strong local economy, but still retain Buffalo's character.
Yeah, I'm all about small town values, and okay. So that is a big deal, I think. I think we struggle a lot. There's a lot of people that want a lot of growth for Buffalo and make it big and have more things to do here. And I agree with that on some points, because we've all had kids here that don't have a lot to do. I mean, that's a major thing for Buffalo, is they end up getting into drugs and alcohol because there's nothing going on in Buffalo. I'd agree with that. On the other hand, when we've tried to do stuff like the baseball fields, they didn't get finished. We don't even use them. We spent tons of money on those baseball fields. There are no soccer fields, and they still don't even use them for the main baseball games. So I feel like that was a big waste of money. If we weren't going to do it all, we shouldn't have started it at all.
Okay, fair enough. What about being a city council member, what appeals to you? Why did that appeal to you?
I love Buffalo. I want to continue on with my dad's
legacy.
Yeah, okay. His legacy, for sure. I think a lot of people respected and honored him and would like to see that kind of person back in the council.
And you feel that you're...
And I feel like it could a lot like hold him. That up. Yep.
Okay. Describe your management style. If you are on city council, you're obviously going to be one of the managers of the city, right. All of the city departments, blah, blah, blah. How would you describe your management style?
I'm very organized.
Okay.
I don't like chaos. That is my main... That is probably one of my greatest strengths, is my ability to multitask and organize.
Okay. Fair enough. Those are my questions.
All right.
Pretty painless.
It was.
Okay. I have one more thing.
Okay.
Here are the voters in Buffalo. It's your opportunity to speak to them directly and say, this is why you should vote for Jennifer G. Brothers.
You should vote for me because I'm going to have everybody's opinions and weigh them all. I'm for everybody, not just individuals. I really want to do this for Buffalo. I love the town. It's my hometown, and I'd like to see it continue to be what it is, but also grow. And if you like what you hear, write me in.
Good enough. Okay. That's Jennifer G. Brothers, and that's the name that will appear, or needs to appear, on the ballot for the votes to count, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So Jennifer G. Brothers, and you are running for city council. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.